I was born in Southern Ireland, County Longford.
We had about 3 cows, we had pigs, we had chickens, we had turkeys, we had some land, and in the summertime you'd have to cut the grass and get it ready for hay for the wintertime for the cows and stuff. Then we had a bog, so you have to go and do the turf. I did that for a lot of summers with my father. My father used to do all his own vegetables, all his own fruit, everything like that. I remember when I was growing up in the kitchen, we only had like a stone kitchen. Every start of that had to be scrubbed snow white. And if you didn't do it right the first time, you had to go back and do it again. Yeah, it was hard work, but I enjoyed it. I love working outside. Yeah, but that's life. I got glandular fever when I was 16 years old. I nearly died. The penicillin nearly killed me. Then I was told to take a year off school, which, God, that was the biggest treat of it all. So I started to work in an English factory, making men's trousers. I used to do 12-hour shifts. Some of it was overtime. I used to do an 8-hour on a Saturday. I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, cycle to a high road to get a minibus and to walk to get there for 8 o'clock and cycle back. But I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that. And then that closed down. I was only married mother. I had a little boy at the time. I came over here because there was no work in Ireland. So I came over in 1988, September 88. And then Jason started school, St. Jude's School. He was nearly 9 when he came over. It was a big change for him because we lived in the country. But when he came over, I stayed with my sister-in-law, and she had 3 children, so he knew them from years back because they were in Ireland first and they moved over to England. So we stayed with them, and then we were in bed and breakfasts and all different places. My brother knew the caretaker of St. Jude's School, and he was a member of the club here. Fred was his name. And my brother asked him, did he know of any work anywhere? So he said they were looking for a cleaner in the Milemay Club. So that's how I got the job. So I started doing the cleaning here 7 days a week, 3 hours a day. There was a lot of members then. I did all the cleaning from the ladies' toilets right down to here. Obviously it was smoking then as well. It was pretty tough to get it all done in 3 hours, but I did it. So then in February, I started doing 2 shifts behind the bar. And then by July, steward and stewardess, that was then, they went to Japan for 5 weeks. So I was threw in at the deep end. So I couldn't change a keg, I couldn't change gas or anything like that. It was a bit nervous because I never worked with public before. I never worked with people before. Well, so many people. And on my second shift, I came out from behind the bar and I said, I can't do this. And the woman that was in charge at the time, she said, get back in behind that bar. So from then on, some of them was calling me Paddy S. I didn't mind that. That didn't bother me, you know. A couple of the older men, one of them said to me, you're taking our jobs. You need to go back on the banana boat to Ireland. There was one man here, Tom. He passed away since. He was Irish. Sadie's his wife. When I took the job over, he actually told me some years later, he said, she won't last. She won't be only here for 2 weeks if that. She'll be gone. She won't be able to stand the pressure. And he told me one night, he said, I just could not believe me the way you took to the job. Everything you're doing, you're running around doing this, doing that, doing the other.
Looking after everybody, making sure everybody's happy, having a laugh and a joke with the people, even though you're working, you get everybody involved. Which is nice to hear. Les worked in the snooker hall. The first day I came to do the cleaning, he was here cleaning tables. He had his radio on full belt and he was whistling like hell. So he went out and he bought a cup of tea for us all. There was a few of us here at the time. And that's how we met. We just kind of talked and had conversations and we'd sit down to have a break, have a cup of tea or something, and he'd go over to just his bakery and get some cream buns. I never thought that was going to happen. I just thought like we're friends and we're workmates and stuff like that. Well, it's my 31st birthday in here. The steward at the time put on some sandwiches and he asked to give me a lift home. So that's how it all happened. It's on my 31st birthday. We were seeing each other. We've seen each other at work actually. Then he used to start driving me home to where I was living at the time. And then he said to me at that Christmas, would you like to move in with Jason for Christmas? So I said, are you sure? And he said, I wouldn't ask otherwise. So that's how it all happened, and that was the start of our life together. So he paid all the bills. I did the cooking, the ironing, the washing. We had a great life together. Miss him terrible. I was with him for 28 and a half years. And Les was 28 and a half years older than me. He brought Jason up. Jason always says, Les is always my dad. And even to this day, he talks about him. Oh, I miss his voice. It doesn't seem all that many years ago, but it is 34 years. A lot happened in between. You have to kind of make it your social life as well as your work life. You need to be dedicated to the job to deal with it, because it is out of hours and all that kind of stuff. But I got home very well with everybody, all the members. A lot of them has passed away since. It's like we're part of your family, or maybe even more than your family. It's not like a pub where people just come off the street and have a drink. You got to know them very well. If they were ill or they had family problems or separations or something wrong with their children, they'd always come to the bar and talk to you about it. They confided in me in a lot of things. I can't believe where all the years have gone, to be honest, so quick. It's hard to believe in all them years here, to be honest. I said I could do steward for 10 years and after that I'd go. But that didn't happen. No, I enjoy the walk, I enjoy the people. Enjoy being here. Like half my life, well, more than half my life has been in the club. Yeah.